Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
With us tonight to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 10. And then we're going to turn to Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 10, and then Hebrews chapter number 12, just a page over in my Bible. Now let me ask you a question. What comes between 10 and 12? 11. Everybody knows what the 11th chapter of Hebrews is about. I want to show you tonight, or at least share what God has shared with me, what the Apostle Paul said before 11 and after 11. I want you to see the Word of God here. Hebrews chapter number 10, I'll begin at verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Lord, open your word to us tonight. It's your word, and we're but the hearers. May it pierce our heart and make doers of us. May its direction be so clear that we cannot walk away without knowing of the expectation in our own heart. Guide us now, and may the unction of the Spirit be at liberty to do what you will, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Last Sunday and Wednesday night, we preached from the 27th chapter of Psalms. And the last verse of Psalms 27, we didn't spend a great deal of time on it on Wednesday night, but I want to remind you of what it says. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Again, I say, wait on the Lord. Now, waiting is one of the things I find most difficult. I may not be the only one with that particular woe, but having patience to wait on God is often not my strongest suit. And yet I find an amazing passages of scripture here that surrounds the chapter concerning those wondrous heroes of our faith. And as the Apostle Paul speaks so reverently concerning Abraham and Isaac and Sarah and Moses and Noah and Elijah and all of those great men and women of faith who died believing in Christ. We I love reading the 11th chapter of Hebrews just to be reminded that there are people that have had extraordinary faith with God. But I caught this particular part as I was trying to study the 10th chapter of Hebrews. God began to deal with me concerning the necessity of patience. When it comes to faith, you cannot truly have an effective faith unless you're patient. And in essence, faith is a part of patience itself. The faith that we have today is primarily built around the hope we have. Faith produces hope. And according to the apostle in the 8th chapter of Romans, he said that for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen, or he said, how can we hope for something that we have already seen? For if we've already seen it, then it can't be hoped for. There's a wondrous truth in this. Because in those things that we hope for, what is the one thing that we have to do? We have to wait. We have to wait on the promises of God. There are certainly some promises that I cannot get to until it is time. And what he was saying to them in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, as he began to speak to them of the importance of the confidence that they need to maintain in God, he was encouraging them not to allow the things of this world to strip away the confidence, the faith that they have in God. And he did so by reminding them that they have a need for patience. We all need patience. As we think about those things in our lives that we pray for, and certainly those things like Steve was mentioning here tonight, right? We don't have any patience with God at that moment. We need Him right then, and we need Him right now. And I'm grateful that God does that, right? There are times, and I'm with Him. He amazes me all the time. And then He'll do something, and I just stand amazed again, as if He had never done anything before. But there are those promises that I simply am going to have to wait for. It's part of having faith in something that I cannot see, something that I've never experienced in person, something that I can't touch or feel or hear at the moment. But those things, I must have patience and wait on the Lord. Now, I want to share again the two verses that mention this specifically concerning our patience. Verse number 36, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Now, this is before he would begin the chapter concerning all of that wondrous, those wondrous people of faith that we admire and look up to so much. But then as he begins chapter number 12, he says again, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Listen, there is a need in our lives for patience. The Bible said that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. All of these things are linked together, but I can assure you, if you don't have patience, you will miss out. Right, there are some things that we actually abandon. We abort the mission sometimes when we have prayed the prayer and then we fail to wait on the Lord to answer it. We move on, or like Abraham, we begin to take things in our own hands. We begin to do it maybe the way we think that God would have done it, and we fail to simply wait on God to do what it is we need done. What the apostle was saying to them, before he would expound this wondrous truth concerning all of those great men and women of faith, was to say to you and I, we need to have patience. We don't need to allow the confidence we have have in God be eroded by the things of this world. We don't need to allow circumstances or troubles or things, situations that may change or alter or vary from one day to the next. We need to remember that God has a bigger picture and that God knows all things. He doesn't fail. He doesn't wander away. He's not concerned about something that has nothing to do with you. Listen, God has you in His eye as the apple of His eye, the love of His life, and He today wants you to simply believe and trust in Him. And that's going to require patience, because God doesn't always answer according to my schedule. Let me be clear. He doesn't answer to my schedule ever. Amen. Thank God that He doesn't go by my watch. Right? Because He knows what's right. He knows what is perfect and what is holy. There are some things that I have asked for, and I'm a bit impatient for them to take place. And as I pray and as I continue to ask for them, I'm reminded that sometimes I just have to wait without an answer. God didn't always tell me all of the steps in the process. It's probably better I don't know. But I'm grateful today that He wants me to be engaged in prayer, but to be patient as we pray. Isaiah said it like this. He said, "They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." How many of us have bypassed step number two or step number three, and we have went right on into what we think God is doing or what God wants done, and we've missed the importance of step number two and three? May I say to you today that your faith in step number four will never be what it has to be until you have experienced step two and three. You cannot shortchange the work of God. Is there a will of God in your life? Yes. And that's what He said. We need with patience to wait, that after we have done the will of God, we might be able to patiently wait on the promise of God to come through. Now here's what He said. He said if we would ask and believe in our heart, that He would answer our prayer. Now I believe that tonight. And in essence, I'd like to be able to say that my faith is perfect, but it's not. Amen. There are places in my own heart that I continuously wrestle with doubt. Not doubt that He is God. Not doubt that He's able to do all things. Not doubt that He's not the creator of all things and is able to understand and hear and know my prayer. But my doubt is in my own self, in God's timing, in God's will, and whether or not it lines up with mine. See, that's error. Because in the whole scheme of things, my will is not what's needful, nor important, nor holy, nor perfect. But what God wants. And so in my life, there is a way that is established, an order that God has set me on, a path that is lit that I am to follow, and I'm to do so. Amen. I'm to do so without wondering so much whether to go this way or that, but to trust Him that when it's time, He will show us the way. Sometimes we just have to wait. Now when the psalmist said wait, he said, "Wait, I say, on the Lord." I believe he had learned his lesson that it's important that we wait. What happened to Abraham when he didn't wait? Abraham and Sarah both made up their mind. Well, maybe God, we need to help him out a little bit here. It's been several years since He made us the promise. And maybe what He intended in that promise, He just didn't tell us all about it. So let's fill in the blanks for God and let's just have a child some other way. And they did, and that was a terrible mistake. A terrible mistake. One that still has ramifications today. A terrible mistake. Abraham, who it says, pleased God because of his great faith. Well, he may have had great faith, but his patience was in need. And I'm afraid that we're similar to Abram. Our patience needs some help. We're in need of patience. Someone said it like this concerning patience. Don't pray for patience. But I'd like to say that's not accurate. If you need patience, pray for it. Don't pray for something because you're afraid of what it might cost to get it. If you really need it, you should pray for it. If patience is what I really need, then God give me patience. Because ultimately, to do the will of God, I'm going to have to do it according to His way, not mine. There are times when we'd like to speed things up for God, but all the while, not understanding, not even part of the process that must be gone through in order to achieve His perfect will. It's a dangerous thing when we try to be God. We don't have any idea how to be God, but we try it. We try it. We take on ourselves the responsibility of a God sometimes as we interfere in God's plans and we simply don't wait on the Lord. How many of us simply do not believe that He can respond to us when He needs to? Well, God just can't share with... No. Anything that I need to know, God can show it to me. Any time of the day, there's nothing that's hidden if He doesn't want it to be hidden. Here's what I need to remember is that I'm in need of patience. To become those that are the heroes of faith, one of the attributes we'll need greatest is to be able to wait on God. He said, wait on Him, I say. As Isaiah said it, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those are things I want. I want to be able to soar spiritually. I want to be able to run and not be tired spiritually. I want to be able to walk and not faint, not wander, not turn from side to side spiritually. But what is necessary in all of those is to be able to wait on Him. Abram made a terrible mistake by taking matters into his own hands. A mistake that was irreparable. How many of us make mistakes sometimes that ultimately God fulfilled the promise and He did it just the way that He wanted to. But the part that Abram was involved in, it was a mess. There's so many things in my life that doesn't have to be a mess if I just wait on God. Patience is wrought by tribulation. Tribulation, the hard things of life, any of those things, all of us have endured. If you've walked for Him any length of time, you've endured. And you recognize that in those hard things, there are moments where you simply have to wait till tomorrow. You may have to wait till next week to get that scan. You may have to wait till the day after that to get the news. But what we learn in the waiting is that we're not alone. So regardless of whether it's not His will to fulfill or enlighten me to every step of the path, it is His will to be near me, to comfort me, to teach me that I need to believe in Him, whether I know the answer or don't know the answer, that I need patience. Let me close with this. What He said in chapter number 10 concerning patience, the importance and the need of it, verse number 37, He said, verse 36, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Let me give you ultimately the promise in 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. Now this was the Apostle Paul writing to a people then, and what he was saying to them then was to be patient. He's coming. Now, he has not come back yet. That's been a long time ago. And yet his word is still active and true today. Let me encourage you today and let you know it'll be a little while, but just a little while. And he that will come or shall come, he will come. He's coming. Be patient. He's coming. I've heard it all my life. He's coming soon. And I have the same message. He's coming soon. But be patient till he does, because there is a work to be done. And we can't allow any part of that to be disturbed by our own will and our own direction. After we have done the will of God, he said, be patient. Wait for the promise that he has made to us. And in a little while, he that shall come will come. There's nothing that'll prevent God from fulfilling every promise that he's made. There's no force, there's no power, there's no evil. There's nothing that can hinder him from working in your life just as he needs to work. Where we get fouled up is when we take the control. And we refuse to wait on him. Come and get a song. The simple part of this is that we all know we need patience. We all will admit it, that we're not as patient as we should be. And yet the hard part is to actively pursue that virtue. To allow ourselves to be filled with the Spirit of God and to know, when I want to know right now, to know in my heart that if I needed to know right now, he would tell me. And therefore we can be patient and wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, he said. Wait on him and be of good courage, for he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Stand with us tonight. I don't know your need, but if you've got a need, maybe it's a need for patience. We certainly can pray.